Arctic Slope Regional Corporation and the North Slope Borough officials are considering filing suit against the U.S. Department of Interior over its decision to designate a vast area of Alaska's north coast as critical habitat for polar bears. KBRW's Jake Neer has the story.
ASRC Vice President of External Affairs Tara Sweeney says she thinks the people of the North Slope are bearing the brunt of federal regulation.
This is a quality of life issue for the people of the North Slope, and the burden of this designation is going to be felt by the people of the North Slope instead of targeting perhaps industries as far away as Ohio who are contributing to climate change. We're being held accountable for something that's happening all across this country and actually all across the circumpolar region.
The critical habitat designation, or CHD, is being administered by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. FWS officials said in a release last week, approximately 96% of the area is sea ice habitat. They say it identifies geographic areas containing features considered essential for the conservation of the bear that require special management or protection. The designation of critical habitat does not affect land ownership or establish a refuge, wilderness, reserve, preserve, or other conservation area. The villages of Barrow and Koktovik are exempt from the critical habitat area, as are five Air Force facilities. But Sweeney says she worries the communities might still be affected.
There may be exemptions for structures that are already in place, but if we're looking at building a playground in one of our communities and it's using federal funds or requires a federal permit, we're going to have to go through another layer of government bureaucracy just to get that done. And so our concern is, again, that it flash freezes our communities in time.
Sweeney says she believes the CHD will do nothing to address climate change or increase the population of polar bears while burdening the people of the North Slope. North Slope Borough Mayor Edward Itta also released a statement last week expressing his displeasure with the designation. He says he thinks local officials were largely ignored in the decision-making process.
And I feel sometimes like we're pawns up here. We seem to be an afterthought. I still don't feel that anybody really has come up here and answered our questions on just specifically what does this mean for us, instead of just assurances, oh, everything will go on as before, nothing is going to change.
He believes the regulation targets the people of the North Slope, even though they are not radically contributing to the loss of sea ice. He says the new designation creates an illusion in other parts of the country that polar bears are safe in the Arctic, while urban and industrial areas thousands of miles away continue to emit large amounts of greenhouse gas.
And I recognize the polar bear as an icon, and we as Inupiaq have always respected and lived with the polar bear, and have all the respect in the world for it. But look, there are humans living up here. There are jobs dependent on these decisions, and we have very few of them.
Governor Sean Parnell also expressed disapproval of the critical habitat designation and the process leading to its creation. He says state officials are also considering legal action against the federal government over the matter. The North Slope Borough and ASRC officials say they are keeping all options open moving forward, including legal action together and with the state of Alaska. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.